Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. How do you motivate other people? I am asked this all the time. Most of you guys know I wrote the book, The Motivation Manifesto, but that was about how do you motivate you? Like, how do you motivate yourself? But I'm always asked by other people, well, I got a team, or I got a teenager, or I got my dud of a husband or wife who aren't excited and positive and optimistic. And Brendan, they're not into personal development. They got no motivation to do their job. They got no motivation to live their best life. How do I change them? So first, let me begin with this. Your job is not to change them. Your job is not to fix everybody else's problems in life. Your job is not to handle everyone else's train wrecks in their lives either. And I just say that with all due respect, because often we get so frustrated with people because we feel like we should be able to change them. But often what I tell people is, be careful with that. You don't have to fix everybody. And not everybody has to be as ambitious, as driven, as optimistic, as into personal development and professional growth as you are. It's okay that other people have different ambitions for their life. I think that's critical to understand. But listen, just as much as you so desperately desire for other people to let you be you, for other people to let you do your own thing and take your journey the way that you want to take it and the way that you need to,
you also must allow it out of others. You are not responsible for other people's energy. You are not responsible for their ambition. You are not responsible for them changing. Let life be their guide. So your job is to share more often and more consistently with this person you're trying to motivate your whys and your distinctions along the way. What I mean by that is you've got to share in a continual conversation, hey, you know, I'm working towards this, and I just learned that if I did it this way, it would get this outcome. And I thought, why didn't I know that before? So now I'm more excited to do it. You got to share that a lot, like very consistently. You must share your journey and your lessons on that journey more with them if you want them to be motivated. But often you're embarrassed to do that because you don't want to feel like you're bragging, or you're worried about sharing those things because you think it will disempower them. They see you having so much and succeeding and moving ahead, and you don't want to bring it up to them because you think, oh, well, you know, they'll feel awkward or weird or insufficient around me. First, let go of your ego about that. That's nonsense. Like, it's a beautiful thing that you get to share your journey with another person. If they ever say, I don't want you to share your journey and your feelings and your lessons learned in life with me ever again, then be like, okay, cool. But until they say that, you share it. And I want you to hear this, because I know a lot of you have this assumption in your mind that you can't share your successes with other people. Because the way you were raised, you thought, well, that's bragging. No, that is empowering the next generation. We have entire generations that never passed on their great standards, their great learnings, their great drives, their great purposes. So we have a whole new generation reinventing the wheel. Reinventing the wheel is demotivating because we all want to start at speed. And the way to start at speed is having people around us share it. I am only here doing this for you because other people would, I would go to a conference and other people would stand on stage and go, I started just like you, but here's what I learned and here's what I did. And I'd get motivated saying, oh, they did it too. You need to be that role model for other people. And I really think that's important, that you are always sharing your journey. Stop hiding your journey. Stop hiding your love for personal development. Stop hiding your motivation. Stop hiding all those distinctions that you can pass on to somebody. 50 people in my life, I've thought, they don't want to hear about my journey and my successes and my struggles and what keeps me going and what I'm learning. And I used to say that to a lot of friends. I thought, they don't want to hear this. And then you know what? Years would go by and they go, Brendan, I don't feel like I know you anymore. You never share what's going on. And I thought, oh, maybe if I shared what was going on, they'd have a different spark in their life. Your sharing can be their spark. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's
Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.